previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Bianca LaGrange and Spice of Life on Algoa FM. Bob Marley was there as well with Post Malone, and I had some help. All right, talking about some help, this may just help you out this morning. Today, of course, is World Spine Day. It's an important global initiative aimed at raising awareness about spinal health and well-being, with back pain being one of the leading causes of disability worldwide. Now, that I didn't know.
Well, I didn't know that you had a greater chance of being struck by lightning than you do from dying from visiting a chiropractor.
Quite
comforting.
We've seen those videos. And we're talking about it all fair now. Some people get satisfaction from watching those videos with a chiropractor, and then they click the back and it's...
Yeah.
And to me, it just looks like an unhealthy, uncomfortable process. But
apparently, and a dangerous one,
and too. A dangerous one, but it's a very necessary one. So we've got a guest in the studio this morning, Jeff Patagill. You bring some wealth and knowledge on spinal health into the studio this morning. Good morning, sir. Welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast.
Thank you, Wayne. Hello, Lee. How are you, Charlie?
Hey,
how's it? How's it, Jeff?
Welcome to Algoa Country.
Thank you.
And a good morning to everyone.
Yeah. Let's talk about World Spine Day. From your perspective, what is World Spine Day?
You know, World Spine Day is it's just a awareness drive from the WFC, the World Federation of Chiropractic. And man, our previous Kaza Ahead, she's now chairman of the World Federation. So chiropractic, very, very, very well respected in the world, in South Africa. And it's just this drive, like you said, 619 million people worldwide are battling. And as you know, it's stress, we got disability, we got spinal pain. And this pain, you know, stress is the biggest killer. And if we're not managing this, and, you know, the theme this year is support your spine, you know, you have to, you know, it's in your own hands. It's your spine. You don't get another one, you know, but you have to support it. And that's all about keeping moving, you know, our ergonomics, which we can chat about in a minute or two. I don't know if you know, even Charlie, that 3 out of 5 chiropractors would recommend a puffed rice cereal in the morning.
Oh,
puffed
the snap,
rice,
the crackle,
cereal,
and the pop.
You know what? You know what, Jeff? You walk straight into this one. I had a chiropractor joke, but the punchline needs adjustment.
I think he came back at you, babe. Jeff, you've got some time to build
there
up one. You've got some time to build
Listen,
up one.
Listen, Jeff, I mean, you know, I love that the theme is support your spine, because I'm just thinking it's something that we often take for granted, and until you start experiencing back pain and so on. Why is it usually that the back pain sits on the lower part of the spine? Because most times, is it not that people experience lower back pain? You've got a long spine, but why does the pain always sit there at the base?
Think of leverage and a fulcrum, and think if you're sitting back into your chair.
Yeah.
You want to sit on your sitting bones, you know, if you want to be ergonomically correct, knees 90 degrees, all that stuff. But if you're sitting with your back slightly, you know, leaning backward, you're sitting actually on your spine, on your sacrum, on your coccyx.
Yeah.
So that's that fulcrum area. It's just leverage versus force over time.
Okay.
So that is the area that takes up the most strain, and often the area we're not really in the best ergonomic position for. You know, we can sit up, but, you know, our back, it often takes the brunt. Also, I mean, you know, when we're talking about supporting our spine, a 2024 article came out, and it's really interesting looking at sort of the cost effectiveness, because that's the big thing these days, you know, of patients who have spinal pain in the US are less likely to need opioids, prescriptions, hospitalizations, referrals, if they see chiropractic as their first choice for managing their spinal pain. This is what we do, okay? We love the spine. It's what we specialize in, understanding how each body part affects the spine. So it's an old ankle injury, a toe we've broken. And from there, we got to see how that affects every little piece. Like I say, force and strain over time is really what you're looking at. And if you apply that to everything.
You know what, it's always better to seek professional advice and go to a chiropractor. But often, you know, you're at a bra, whatever, and you say, oh, my back is sore. Just crack my back out here with friends. You saw Wen and I were doing something before you walked in as well.
But, or you ask your kids to walk on your back.
How safe is that, not having enough information about the dangers of it, as to going to a chiropractor, by way of example?
Charlie, that's a really good question. You know, that pop you hear is a cavitation, acidic carbon dioxide leaving the joint. If a joint's not perfectly aligned, it builds up pressure. And when we release it and restore motion, we can hear a click or a pop. It's just a cavitation. It's not as clinical, but it will give movement to the joint. Now, pushed in the wrong way, it's not as good. Mm. You know, head turning to the wrong side, you've got a little bit of something. If you're not in pain, you generally will be fine. Traction is always good. Stretching is good for the joints. But when you're delivering an adjustment, or if you've seen a chiropractor, you'll know when they adjust you, you get this zing, this referral, and that's the joint that needs to be adjusted. The rest are unstable. They adjust fairly easy. They click and crack when you're on your foam roller and things like that. But the one that doesn't want to click is the one your body is guarding for. So it's not that you breaking bones. My little joke wasn't the truth. It's not really cracking and snapping. Yeah. But it's just gas relieving a joint and restoring range of motion to a joint. Now, any crack doesn't mean you restore the range. You've just released that partial pressure of carbon dioxide. So it's not a bad thing. You know, if you're in pain, consult someone. You don't want to push yourself if you're in pain.
Mm. And speaking of releasing gas, I mean, a lot of patients, they do relax.
Don't. Ignore that. We often make comments about, you know, the stress sits in our shoulders, stress sits on our, you know, on our back, on our muscles. You know, you tense up. And then we had a conversation in the studio. Does stress sit in your spine? Because that's a very important...
Oh, of course.
It does?
Hugely. And it's the pattern of stress. You know, everyone stresses differently. Mm. Some people hold it in their tummies. Some people hold it in their neck, their head, even in their face and jaw. So there's different ways we stress and how that precipitates in the buildup of adhesions, fibrous tissue, patterns of muscle tensing and guarding. So, you know, a lot of chiropractors in South Africa, we it's very multidisciplinary and we're very evidence-based. We look at fascia, the buildup of fibrous tissue in the fascia, the connective tissue, tying us all together, the real important stuff of the body. And quite literally, it's person dependent. I mean, it could be your pillow that's a bit too short, making your jaw tense up, and then in the morning you got this jaw pain. Why were you clenching?
But the posture as well, which is very important. Sitting at an office, if you're a person that sits in an office, it's the chair and the way you sit is important as well. You'll find you know, if you're sitting at a chair and you can see somebody's tensed or stressed up, their shoulders are slightly raised, and but forward. It impacts your spine as well.
You know, when you think about it, if your keyboard isn't right up close to you, or you can't fit your chair up into the desk, armrest above or below the table, or the knees are too high, you can't sit back into your chair. You got no support then behind your back. So you have to bring that chair forward, knees up if you're a short lady or guy. You know, your feet can't dangle. You're going to sit forward in your chair, round the back. So get close, lift your laptop. I always say on shoeboxes or files, bring it up to eye level, plug in your keyboard and mouse, have the keyboard close, you know, mouse next to you. These are the factors that really are going to promote good health. And you stand up every 45 minutes if you can. You know,
so we'll sit up straight now.
Yeah, even just to stand.
Listen, Jeff, so you guys, obviously you deal with the spine, but would you be able to deal, for instance, with misalignment of other joints, like knees or ankles or just the spine?
Yeah, we adjust it all. Myself, I love the feet. I did a master's in proprioception and balance, and I adjust the feet on most patients. I find if I can't get you positioned over your feet correctly, your body has to find a way to match that balance. You know, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Is the Pisa Tower leaning, or is the foundation just a bit offset? So you really have to think about, and if the body's flexible, is it going to lean or is it going to try to be straight? And that's what we then adjust high up.
And children? Safe for children?
I had a little lovely little girl I saw yesterday. So cute.
Mommy.
You know, that's a long discussion. But kids are, we don't click a baby, guys. I mean, on a little infant.
They'll be
released and you might hear a feel a little click, but they just release and they respond beautifully. I urge every... I'm going to be a dad in 3 weeks to a little girl. So thank you for bringing that up. I'm very excited. But yes, she'll get a hug and a kiss, and then she'll get her adjustment.
that's the first thing dad's going to do.
A hug and a kiss and an adjustment.
Hi, everybody. This is my daughter, newly born.
So, any age, I treat a lot of, kids. Kids hurt themselves. They don't tell mom and dad. Things are tight financially, and, you know, everything gets swept under the rug.
Hmm.
But earlier it's addressed, the earlier you are preventing a lot of a big syndrome that can result.
All right. I mean, we can carry on talking about it. It is a fascinating conversation. But I mean, if we would like to read up more about spine and health, where can we go to find out more information? Maybe, you know, expand on what we were just discussing now.
You know, if you're worried or even interested, go to chiropractic.co.za. It's our national association. Find a registered chiropractor. If you're really concerned, just consult the specialist. Otherwise, there's lots of research online. WFC, like I say, CASA Association. I also want to encourage everyone, 26th, there's something happening. you know, big walk for cancer.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I'm unfortunately working this year, but, you know, donate. I've done my little donation. Do that for yourself. It's, you know, get your three charities, which you enjoy. It's very easy. Please get moving. Get off those glutes and put them to work. Okay. Very important.
In other words, get off your bum.
Get off your bum. Listen, Jeff, there's a message from Darlene. She says, is Jeff on air? Absolute superhero. He's helped correct years of pain and discomfort in my hip.
You know, everyone needs a little bit of love and TLC. Eh? I appreciate that, Lean.
And one last question from Mark. He says, my children crack their fingers daily. Does this affect them?
Yeah, another interesting question. Force and think about what you're doing, how many times you do it. You can pull your finger, and I'll pull my finger now.
Oh!
But I pull it straight. A finger.
No way.
Is that bad?
Don't crack your knuckle. Please. In okay. your hand. You can traction it gently out in a straight linear direction on the fingers, and that's fine. It's not hurting it. You're just releasing the gas. It feels looser. But when you compress the knuckle, you don't know, but you're actually twisting the knuckle. You don't realize. So you can tension it, but you don't want to compress a joint. If I'm adjusting someone, so now they're on their back, hand behind them, I'm actually tractioning the joint out. I'm opening it up as opposed to compressing it in. It's not what you might think is actually happening. Yeah. So no, don't compress a joint. Traction a joint, but it has to be in the line of the joint. So no, putting a lever through yourself is not good. You know, finger on the jaw, turning the neck, you know, holding onto the chair and just waiting for the clicks. It's the joint slipping out of position. You're not coming through the joint. It's almost releasing away from the joint. And then it creates instability, and then you're going to need to crack it more and more. But the problem was a little lower or below, above that, and that's actually what needed to be released.
Oh, that sounds so technical.
Yeah, it is. But we'll leave that for the professionals like Chief Pasigil. So thank you so much. We're going to have to wrap it up there this morning. Thank you for joining us and all the information. World Spine Day is today. We'll catch up next year, I guess.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Cheers. Chief.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.